Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are tuned in to Love, Dance, and the Hate in Between Them. Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is your boy, T'Angelo. And again, you are with Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them. Oh, another excellent, fun, exciting week has gone by. And I hope you, too, have enjoyed yours as much as I have mine. So here with Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them, we love to talk about pop culture, goal setting, higher education, you know, getting your boogie on, taking a little vacation, you know. Living life to the fullest, you know? That's what I'm working to do, so I hope you do too. Anyhow, you guys, we have a fun, exciting show. I kind of entitled tonight's show, Hanging Out with T. We just going to be chilling, talking about some of the stuff that's going on in the news, some random thoughts that's on my head, and it's just going to be fun. But a couple of things I'll mention from our celebrity hub tonight. We have a couple of interesting stories. It's going to be a little bit of the BET Awards. You know, their nominations were presented this week. The people who got nominated was presented this week. So we will go ahead and say that Chris Brown is currently leading the pack with nominations, but we'll find out how many and who all is running with him here shortly. Also tonight, I'm going to discuss some of the performers at the BET Awards, you know, who's going to be the lineup, because as you well know, watching an awards show is really about the red carpet and the performances. You heard? Then we're going to discuss the fact that Oprah Winfrey is set up to have her last show, and a few weeks back we discussed who would be on her lineup. Well, the lineup has finally been revealed, so we'll check that out. Also, our girl Vivica Fox got wedding bells, and it's just going to be great. Also, we're going to take a minute where I'm going to go with you guys and discuss some issue I was having with this cell phone thing. I have a couple of questions. Maybe you all, the listeners, that have the issues that I'm having, so we can kind of powwow together and see where that's going to go. And anyhow, I got an email back. I finally, you guys got to the email bag. It was a few good things in there, so I pulled out two of them so we can discuss tonight. That's going to be a lot of fun, too. So it's going to be cool, you guys. If you're at the house, in the car, just go ahead and put the car in cruise control. If you happen to be at home, go ahead and get your bucket of popcorn, or if you're just about to do a little workout, do some push-ups or whatever, you know, do you as you do, as we get ready to have fun here with Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them. Alrighty, you guys, so real quick, we're going to take a break, you know, hear some sounds to chat a little bit, but when we return, we will find out or hear about who was nominated for this year's BET Awards. We'll be back after this.
Keep it. Thank you.
This is your boy T. Angelo, and you are tuned in to Love, Dance, and the Hate Between Them. So, an exciting week we've had, you know? So many entertaining things and fun things, you know, for me, work and school and family and friends. The most, I would say, interesting thing or annoying thing has been the cell phone. What an issue. Okay, has anyone else experienced all of your smartphones? And you kind of find out that they're just a little too smart, which makes them sometimes dumb. Okay. I just had to share this with you guys. I just had to because it's been chaos. Okay, hold on. Excuse me. Okay, I'm back. So, yeah, I've been having this major phone issue, and I'm going to try to just leave the name of the company out of this as not to speak bad of anyone. But said company has just really let me have with this phone. Let's see, it started a while ago where the phone would just click itself out. You'd be on the phone having a conversation, boop, not only would it turn off, it, like in the call, it would power down the phone. So you couldn't even call the person back and they didn't call you. And that was the worst. And then it just became a slew of other issues with the phone, from the touch screen not really activating to my phone, to it started to tell me the memory card was full. And I was like, really, the memory card is full, but I don't understand how the memory card is so full, considering I don't have any pictures, any songs, anything on it, okay? And I'm just like, this really sucks. So I went to them like, hey, I need to fix my phone, okay? So they said, okay, gravy, we'll go ahead and actually the memory card is full. Okay, so mind you, when the memory card calls itself full or whatever, not the memory card, but the memory on the phone calls itself full, I can't receive text messages anymore. And in the world of 2011, in the world of media and public relations, texting is like the thing, okay? Because the person is too busy in a meeting, whatever the case, you have to have a full-fledged conversation. You can just do a quick text, okay? Can't receive any text messages. And the people who are sending to me doesn't know I'm not getting them. Okay, issue number one. We go to the place, let them know it's the issue. They said, you know what? It's a memory card in the phone. They're going to switch your memory card out. Boom, you should be good. I said, okay, wonderful. Got the new memory card. All underway. 16 hours later, boom, memory card is full again. No. 2 months later, the memory card says it's full again. I go back. They said, you know what? You have the Facebook app on your phone. And so since you have so many Facebook friends, you have over 500 friends, those contacts are in your phone, it's filling it up. Can we delete it? I said, sure, love the Facebook homies, but I got the little part on the phone where it says update, so I don't have to have their contact information. I'll be all right. Lose it. Boom. 16 hours later, it's full again. I'm like, what the hey? Say, so you get the call, let people get a new phone sent over. All right, get the new phone sent over. They're like, oh, you know you're eligible for a 100% upgrade, right? FYI, you guys, when they say 100% upgrade, that means 100% of what we're going to offer you. Like, we offer a maximum of $400 for upgrades. You get that much. Now, what phones do you have? We have all these great phones. It only cost you $172. How is that 100% upgrade? Well, we're giving you all the upgrades. What do you mean all the upgrades? It's like, I don't understand. What do you mean all the upgrades as far as what? And I'm like, I don't understand. 100% upgrade means you're going to give me a phone for 100% free. That's not what it means to them. It means we're offering you $400 as the maximum. We offer some people $200, some people $300. We're going to offer you the entire $400. I said, okay, so I'm not buying a new phone right now because the phone I have now should be working. So let's get that fixed. They keep trying to push it. I'm not doing it. Let's cut through this story. They send me a new phone. I say, okay, get the new phone. Go to the building, have them do the changeout for me. Changeout happens, great. I walk out the building, get in the car, boom, phone cuts itself off. Yes, the new phone. Now I go, said, you know what? It's just activating the new stuff. It wants to refresh itself. So I go get the car wash. Call up my bro. On the phone with brother, boom, phone cuts off. I'm like, we need to call up people back and let them know the phone's cutting off. Call them back. Phone won't connect the call. It just says connecting for 3 minutes. Never connects the call. The new phone is worse off than the first phone. I mean, I don't understand. What is this? I mean, what is this about? I mean, is it me? Is it you? Is it them? I don't get it. But the smartphone is not too smart. I went up there today, and all of a sudden, they're like, okay, we're going to order you a new phone. And I'm like this about it. They're going to have to give me a new upgrade at this point because it's ridiculous. I mean, I told you this long story just because I've become completely irritated by the situation. I mean, I was ready to go kick the door in, like, you guys, come on. It would be one thing if the phone did what it's supposed to. Like, a phone calls and text messaging is all I need. That's all I need. So, I don't know. I just had to get that off my chest and share that with you guys. So, listen, what you need to do is just hit me up. Give me a call at 718-664-6543. I would love to hear your bad phone, not-so-smartphone stories. I mean, I can't be the only one. I know our girl caught a issue with her phone. I'm having issues with my phone. I mean, in 2011, phones are like, you know, next to your wallet is your phone. In some cases, it's your phone before your wallet, you know? So 718-664-6543, give me a call and share your not-so-smartphone story. Yeah. I'm just trying to digress now because I'm still feeling it inside myself. Like, I can still feel it. Okay.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
What's going on, you guys? Your boy, T'Angelo. Excuse me. I took a little bite to eat while y'all were gone. While I was gone, and y'all came back so quickly. One moment. Okay. How horrible, right? I know, but I didn't get a chance to get a little snack before I got on the air. But okay. All right. So, Oprah Winfrey's final show. I think it's the second or third final show she's had. I forget, but I love when you have more than one final show. It's kind of like my exits. I usually exit the building at least three or four times before I'm actually gone. It's funny because now my best friend, when I'm with her, and I'm like, okay, it's time to go, she'll just almost sit in her seat until I'm in the car. And then she'll lag up behind because she knows that my exit is going to take two to three attempts before I actually make it to the exit. But anywho, okay. So, let's take a moment, you guys, because it's so hard to say goodbye. But at least Oprah Winfrey is going out with a bang. Okay. Excuse me. Oh. Oh, my goodness. After another great introduction to the segment, I can't breathe. I need some water. Ah. Okay. I'm sorry, you guys. I said that was a great introduction to the segment, and now I can't breathe. Okay. And, oh, gosh. Okay, hold on. And I'm still coughing because I won't stop laughing. You know what, you guys? We're going to take a quick commercial break while I try to breathe. We'll be back after this. All righty, you guys. Okay, thank you for bearing with me through that one. Okay, I'm not fully recovered yet. I'm going to go to the hospital or something to get some medication. Stop laughing, you guys. I was over here dying. Okay. Okay, I think I'm ready. Okay, should I redo that start? Yeah, I'll redo it again. Okay, here we go. Well, you guys, it's so hard to say goodbye. But at least Oprah Winfrey is going out with a bang! Okay, now considering the number of A-list guests featured in the final taping, we have to wonder who wasn't at the United Center in Chicago to salute the mogul who revolutionized TV for 25 years. The stadium was packed to the brim with fans and stars who all came to salute Oprah, and it brought tears to her eyes on a few occasions. Excuse me. So, of course, Oprah's man, Stedman, he was with her, and her bestie, Gail, were in the house to cheer her on, and there were also plenty of dedications and performances. Oprah's mentor, Maya Angelou, did an original poem to honor her, while Alicia Keys hit the piano to dedicate her song, Superwoman, to Oprah. Stevie Wonder made Oprah smile by singing his classic hit, Isn't She Lovely? And Aretha Franklin sung a touching rendition of Amazing Grace. Beyonce gave a booty-moving performance of her new song, Run the World, Girl. And other celebrity friends, including Patti LaBelle, Will, and Jada Pinkett Smith, Tyler Perry, Queen Latifah, Michael Jordan, Jay-Z, Usher, Halle Berry, Jamie Foxx, and Madonna all stopped by. Even in the wake of her husband Arnold's scandal, Maria turned up looking fabulous and gave Oprah hugs and love. I mean, there was so much going on here. It was just awesome. And after Tom Hanks said, today, Oprah Winfrey, you are surrounded by nothing but love. Your studio just wasn't big enough to hold it all. So here we all are. Sounds like a great day. I'll just let you all to know that the episode is due to air May 25th. So this definitely sounds like the show of all shows to catch or to see. Okay, if you haven't caught all the great things she's done thus far. And I will say, I haven't saw the performance yet, but I did see Beyonce's costume. She had on, like, a tuxedo version of her little bodysuit and her leotard she'd been rocking. And, again, to see her do the new single, Girls Run the World, or Run the World, Girls, we'll be interested to see. I discussed that song last week. It's growing on me a little bit. We'll see how it goes. And, you know, maybe seeing a live performance would be great. But I also know, side note, that Beyonce, I think, just did a world release of her music video on 106 in Park, so I got to check that out, and we'll definitely get back to you. So with this, that's my main topic. With all these great people in the house, it seems like one thing was missing, and the only thing that was missing was me. So you guys, we are here on Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them. I'm your boy T. Angelo, and we're sitting here talking about a bunch of the old different things. But next, we wanted to really quickly discuss Vivica Fox planning a wedding and hopes to start a family. Vivica. I just had a random thought about a post that I saw on Twitter from Rihanna. I know I'm kind of random, right? Okay, we'll get to the Rihanna post about Chris Brown and all that in a second. Okay, let me get back to I'm focusing. Okay, so some people have questioned why has Vivica Fox, the actress, why this actress would marry a man who is 20 years her junior. Now, if you guys haven't realized yet, Vivica Fox has been a cougar for a minute, and she is proud, so it seems like this is just about right. But nonetheless, the man in question is Atlanta's club promoter, Omar Slim White. But he's known as Slim on the street, y'all. The two got engaged on December 26th last year when Sam presented Vivica Fox with a 7-carat ring at the Ritz-Carlton in South Beach. Now, during an interview that she had with Access Hollywood, Vivica said the two plan to get married in late fall or early 2012. When asked about her history with the younger man, asked Vivica about her history with younger men and Slim in particular, Vivica said, "It just happened." Mm-hmm. After being questioned about what a man so much younger brings to the table, the actress and host mentioned, "Let your mind go to work." No, I'm just kidding. Right, of course you are, Vivica. We know. Yeah, we know. But anyhow, she goes on to say, she goes on to explain that he's a sweetheart and he's a southern gentleman. It was almost love at first sight. And when I first met him, to be honest with you, she says, I was kind of nervous to speak to him. She had been dedicatedly single for about 3 years. And they say when you're not looking for something, that's when love happens. And that's what happened. So whether or not she plans to split her time between Los Angeles and Atlanta, Vivica Fox says, I have made a home in Atlanta and want to start a family soon. I need to. My clock is ticking real bad. If you guys are not completely aware, Vivica Fox is like 45, 47 years old. So, yeah, she definitely, if she wants to start a family, would want to get it kind of started, I'd imagine. Sometimes you wonder, is 47 kind of older to be 47? No, she, I think she's about 47. That seems kind of older to be starting a family. But, hey, it's 2011. Do you, boo? But, okay, so real quick, I was going to mention what I saw. I posted this on Facebook, too, you guys, so if you wanted to see the whole thing, you could definitely check it out. But really quickly, okay, Rihanna. So I was looking at the Twitters and things, and it's funny because you kind of find out that Chris Brown and Rihanna are both followers of each other on Twitter. And it's kind of like a, really now? But is it such a horrible thing? I mean, recently they have let up the restraining order. They let up the restraining order that they had against Chris Brown to Rihanna. And so one of her, I guess, fans or one of the Twitterers asked Rihanna, is this a reunion between you and Chris Brown now? Are you guys getting back together? And I just thought that her answer to such what I would consider to be kind of a ridiculous question was, relax, it's just fucking Twitter. It's not the altar. I mean, you guys, goodness, calm down. And I thought it was kind of hilarious, like, wow, Rihanna let them have it on Twitter. You know, like, really, Riri? Is that how we roll now? But, hey, I mean, it's real thoughts. In the world of Twitter, you know, celebrities can really get their own thoughts out there without having to be edited and always so well kept in their words. But, you know, we followers on Twitter. Like, why does that mean that we're going to be together now, you know? I mean, how many people do you follow on Twitter that you don't really know? So I just thought that was kind of interesting to share. If you'd like to hear view the story, you can definitely go to my Facebook page, Facebook.com/T'Angelo. So that's pretty awesome there. Okay. So that's all I had to say about that. Anyhow, you guys, we're going to take a quick break here. And, when we get back, we're going to discuss, don't forget to discuss the BET Awards. Oh, okay, I want to say this. Oh, goodness, so many wonderful things, you guys. I told you it's been a crazy, fun week. But I just recently played Jennifer Lopez's latest single on the show, and her new single is called Get on the Floor, featuring Pitbull. I think it's a great song. And also, she performed at Wango Tango last weekend, and it's such an interesting situation where she was performing her behind off, and the performance was going great, when all of a sudden the sound in the venue cut off. So her and the dancers in the band are killing on stage, and no one in the venue could hear her, or the music, really. You can kind of hear her drums playing. And so the funny part about it is she kept going because she didn't know, and the dancers, none of them on stage, knew that they couldn't hear them. So if you guys want to check it out, definitely, again, go on my Facebook page, that's FTAngelo, and you can pull up the video and see kind of how it happened. So she's on stage killing it with no sound. Eventually they kind of realized that people couldn't hear them, and the dancers started freestyling. But I thought it was great to just really show how great performers just keep it pushing and make it all happen. So, okay. I just thought it was funny. I want to share that with you guys. So anyhow, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back after this. Moment. So anyhow, we are now going to enter the email bag, okay? In the email bag, there's a lot of interesting things over the weeks that have compiled, and so I have taken today, the day of hanging out with T, to discuss a couple. I'm going to kind of, like, tell, I'm not going to read them off exactly. I'm going to just paraphrase them kind of thing, so it'll kind of be in my own words versus exactly what they wrote. But, okay, so the first one was entitled, I Slept With My Dude's Arch Enemy. Bum, bum, bum. Okay, so it sounds a lot worse. Now, it sounds a lot worse than what it is, actually. So let me explain. The way it happened was we have a couple, a dude and a gal. I mean, a dude and a gal who are dating on and off, mainly on, but on and off for 10 years until eventually they decided to get married. Okay. So during this time of off season, when during a breakup period, you know, she was a good girl and didn't want to just be out there in the streets, whatever. She just so happens that her ex ends up becoming a friend of hers again, and they chill out or whatever. And the arch enemy is the ex because her new dude, a.k.a. now her husband, has decided that he just didn't care for the cat, you know, for whatever reason. He just didn't ever care for him. Okay, so her and the dude during the breakup, the ex hanging out, chilling in, you know, going to the movies or going grocery shopping, you know, regular home out hangout stuff. Everything was A-okay. And then one night, one evening, turned into bubbly, turned into night, turned up into a wake up the next morning with, oops, what did I just do? Now, nothing necessarily guilty about the situation, but the problem then became is when the chick and her dude got back together, he at one period asked her, you know, anybody you hooked up with while we were apart? And she just happened to say, oh, no, you know, I was just trying to get over to us and deal with us or whatever. So the letter goes on to say that they, I'm trying to remember all this here. Yeah, so it goes on to say that now the time has passed. It's been, I think, 3 years, and the guilt is starting to wear on her where she has told this untruth, and she's wondering what she should do. Now, my opinion is, okay, so first off, we shouldn't lie in the first place, because when you are apart, you are apart. And, I mean, granted, you know, you probably, out of all the people in the world, that'd be like the worst person ever to get with. But my opinion on the situation, is she guilty? Not of getting with the ex, but the guilty part is more so, the guilty part is the fact that she didn't tell the truth when she had the chance. So that's the bad part right there. But, yeah, okay, so let me give it to my opinion. Okay, so my opinion is this. She should have told the truth in the beginning, okay? So now time has passed, and now, you know, she's feeling guilty about it. Should she say something? And I'm like, most of me, the dude in me and most of me says, no, leave one up alone. It's under the bridge. It most likely will never, ever come up again in life unless you think the ex is going to say something, but never shall it come up. You just take that one for the team and never let it happen again. Do not say anything. That's my point of view. That's what I'm going to say. Okay, now, if you guys have a thought and you want to share, you definitely give me a call at 718-664-65, because the question is, should she tell her husband now, 3 years later, that when they were broke up, she did sleep with the ex, which she sees as his arch enemy because he, you know, cannot stand that man for whatever reason, okay? Okay, but this is what I'm going to do. I actually want to get my best friend's point of view and find out what she has to say about the situation, okay? So I absolutely want to get the female answer and figure out what she wants to do. You guys have heard from her before. This is the girl, Stephanie. So definitely I want to hear what she has to say. So this is going to take a quick break, listen to some sultry tunes, and when we get back, we're going to hear from my girl, Stephanie, and her thoughts on this topic, okay, you guys? So stick around. We come back with my girl, Stephanie. We'll be right back.
This right here's a penny dropper. Whoa. Oh,
making love, going hard on heroes. Knock, knock, knocking on the wall. And as soon as I go deep, getting it in, then again, there's a knock, knock, knocking on the wall.
Yeah, what's going on? It's your boy, T. Angelo, here, and you're tuned in to Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them. All right, now, before we went to that musical break, we were just talking about, we had the email bag going on and discussing if she should tell her dude that she slept with her ex during their breakup. And then, mind you, they were broken up for six and a half months, maybe. So, should she tell or should she not? Okay, so I got my girl Steffi on the line and to share her thoughts. My girl Steph, what's up, Ma?
What's going on?
Okay, so you've been listening to the story, right?
I have been listening to this funky hot mess. I have, man.
Why?
Wow.
I don't think it's funky hot. We were broke up, okay? Now, I'm the kind of person who don't be sleeping around.
Very broke up.
No. They weren't married yet. They got married after.
Oh, okay.
They weren't married yet.
Listen. And maybe it's the lawyer in me, but I say don't you confess to nothing. Don't be stupid. And listen, you know, you're married. You know, the man that bought the cow. Don't be stupid. You know, confession is good for the soul, not for divorce court. What she needs to do is, you know, if she wants to purge and cleanse herself to get the guilt off of her mind, tell her to go speak to a counselor, someone who has to bury that stuff deep in the backyard. You don't go telling your husband no foolishness like that. For one, there's no relevance to it now. It's like, why are you telling me this? Why are you going to tell me this now?
After
I had to cut the cake.
No, listen. Okay, now, mind you, he asked her before, because now before they got married, he asked her, "Had you done anything?" She said, "No." Okay? So that's where the issue is. You could have told him back then because it wouldn't have mattered. But the biggest issue is your ex. I mean, the only thing is, I think, couldn't it bring the relationship stronger? Like, once you get past it, you're stronger now.
Listen, it would have been stronger if they had survived it then. You don't bring up no old crap. Oh, by the way, babe, remember that time when you asked me if I told my ex? Yeah, I did. I'm so glad I got that off my chest. Aren't we stronger than this? I'll tell you what's stronger, the hit to the face. No, she had the opportunity to tell it, and she did not. I mean, I understand the guilt's eating her alive. You don't want to start the marriage with a lie. You don't want to end it with the truth either. I don't recommend it. I can see if she had gotten pregnant, you know, if it's like a life-getting fantasia type deal or, you know, hypothetically, you know, this baby may not be yours. That's something you might want to bring up after you've had some private testing. You know, Walgreens sells the over-the-counter DNA test now. You can send it off to the lab.
I didn't know you can buy a DNA test over the counter.
Yeah, you buy it and then you mail it in. You can get the swab and stuff and mail it in to the people.
Wow.
That's not in this little report, but you can at least clear up some things for yourself if you need to. They're very expensive. But, you know, it's right now the fact is, okay, if there's no questionable child involved, like maybe she got pregnant or she's got an STD or something that she may have passed, I don't see the relevance of saying, you know, I lied back then. We did get it on, and we're married now, so I don't think so. I think if the moment has passed, it's too late. By all means, don't take a couple of shots now. Get loose with your lips. If you have to tell somebody, she's expressed it in her email. She needs to let it not go any further than that. I'm guilty. I feel guilty. Now I want to tell my husband, you know what you're going to feel after that? Pain. Some punch to the mouth. I say, don't do it.
Bestie. I have another call. Thank you so much for calling in with your thoughts.
No problem.
I'll talk with you later.
Bye.
Okay, you guys, if that's from a female chick herself, even the girl, the lady say don't tell. Okay, we also got our girl, Sweet Tea, who has called in this evening. Let's see what the girl, Sweet Tea, has to say on the topic. Sweet Tea, baby, are you there?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
This is funny to me. Because I'm just like, I mean, how you all have a conscience 3 years later? That don't make no sense.
Well, you know, sometimes it just comes back on you like, damn, I never told him.
But when we talk about 3 years, not 1 year, not two, but three, come on now. Three years later, you finally woke up out of your coma and suddenly want to say, oh, I had cheated on you?
Well, no, she didn't cheat on him because they were broke up. Now, they were broke up.
But in her mind, that's what she thinks. In her mind. Because that's the case, you might as well leave it alone.
Well, I guess the lie part that she told was when he asked her, when we broke up, did you do anything? And
that's what I'm saying. 3 years later, she finally have a conscience.
So you thinking she shouldn't say anything?
I look at it like this, personally. Okay, first of all, were you even dating anyone or going out, whatever you want to call it? That ain't your husband. You date someone and you've been in a relationship, you doing stuff because you love that person, and she doing stuff for you because she loves him. But you can break up you really don't owe each other anything. Now, if she was married at the time and she did this, I can understand what she's saying. But dating him, and that's just my boyfriend at the time, and I probably told a little white lie. I don't want to hurt his feelings, or whoop, 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 I get over it. But being married, and he asked me, did I had an affair or anything, then I really have to tell him the truth. But if she brings up something 3 years later, she needs to find a hobby or something, because she needs it. Because she's looking for attention right now.
So once again, the answer is going to be no, we shouldn't tell. Just let it go.
Right. No, let it go. I mean, come on now. Jeez. I mean, your life is that boring. You don't have no issues in your life besides digging up something that happened 3 years ago. I mean, God's sake, super down out here.
Oh, that is funny.
I mean, really think about it.
Well, I mean, I don't think she should tell, but, okay, I don't think she should say anything. But in the same time, in that world of, you know, love and, you know, long-term relationships, it's kind of like you want to say something so you can, like, strengthen the relationship.
That just goes back what you said earlier, Tiangelo. That just goes back what you said earlier. She had the opportunity to tell the truth at the time before she even got married. Now, why are you even, like the young lady who was on the phone just now, like, she's like, well, you want your marriage to end? You weren't married at the time, but now you want, you listen to into his eyes and hold his hand and said, I do. 3 years later, you out of your coma, and you want to say, I did? I mean, really, though, that don't mean we're just over it. Just leave it alone. I know a lot of, I'm sure he got his skeletons in his closet. Just leave it alone. You married now. You didn't have no affair on him. Move on with your life. Don't bring up something that you don't have. Don't, you know what they say? Don't open up a can of worms. If you don't, come on now.
Well, thank you so much, Sweet Tea, for your opinion. I truly appreciate that, babe. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
You have a good night. All right, you guys, as you hear, okay, so it was 3 years old, let it drop. You know, the marriage has started, let it go. Now, what about the fact that we want to strengthen the relationship? Does anyone else other than myself feel that there is a possibility that this could only make them grow stronger? Okay, so we got people in the chat lines, and I'm so trying to get it. Excuse me. Okay, so people in the chat lines are definitely talking about it, you guys. So you want to check it out and see, let's see what the thoughts are. Everyone's saying the same thing, that no, we shouldn't say anything. That's funny. That's funny. Okay. So anyhow, oh, goodness, that's comical. Okay, so we're going to move on to another. I'm sorry, I'm still laughing. Okay, we're going to move on to Alrighty. So, I have one more letter from the email bag, but before I do, Ashley, I want to see my girl Carla B. She says she too had a cell phone issue and she wanted to share with. So let me go ahead and have Carla B. come out, because again, this whole cell phone thing, you guys, can be the absolute worst in the world of entertainment and media. So I want you to understand that I'm not ranting and raving by myself. This is what we have to go through. Carla B., what's up?
Oh, my God. I had to call in, and because I have been having some crazy issues with this touchscreen Android phone. Okay, before that, before the Android, I had the BlackBerry. No problems with it. I loved it. The bomb diggity for years. Okay, I'm like, okay, well, let me go ahead and try the Android, because all these applications, the marketplace, yada, yada, yada. So I'm telling you, Kansa, when you were talking about the problem that you were having, I'm sitting there like, oh, my God, I am having the same problems. I don't know if you have an Android, but I think these smartphones are just the stupidest things ever. I promise you. Mine does the same thing yours does. So I don't know if you have an Android or a smartphone, but they need to. I'm about to boycott the Android in the marketplace and all this stuff right now. But I'm going through the same thing. I just wanted you to know it's not just you. I think it's the Android marketplace. I don't know. It's still some glitches in the system. But it's definitely not just you. I'm over my daughter's house right now, and she has the Android also, and she was going through the same stuff. She's like, oh, my God, I hate this phone. It's always freezing up, and I want to throw it. I'm like, me too. Me too. And then we hear you be like, oh, my God, Tiangelo too. Who else? That's what I want to know. Who else?
Right. You guys have to call in and share your cell phone stories. It's not funny, but it's laughable. It's not funny, but it is definitely laughable.
And I was crying the other day because, let me tell you, you were talking about yours doing something. When mine crashes, it takes sometimes like maybe 5 to 6 minutes. So if I'm talking on the phone to a guy and somebody that I just met and I get, you know, it blacks out, and then it takes like 6-7 minutes for me to call him back. He thinks that I just gave him the cold shoulder
right.
or something crazy. So my phone has really destroyed a lot of relationships.
Especially since men do not take rejection very well.
Oh, especially guys in California, I tell you. So, yeah, I think, you know, it just crashes, and I just say, okay, this is just going to be the death of me. I'm going to be like 49 and not married because of my Android. So what I'm thinking I'm going to do is just boycott it. I just got to just get something else. I'm going to go back to my BlackBerry, or I might try the iPhone. So
right, the iPhone is definitely going to creep up and take everyone by storm because of the fact that stuff like this is happening. I mean, bad service is one thing, but, like, powering down phones is a whole nother.
Right. Exactly. It's crazy. But I just had to call in. Thank you so much for taking my – I just love to rant and rave occasionally. You know? But you need to – I love your bag, your little catch-all.
Email bag. Oh, yeah. I'm so happy I finally got a chance to get into it. The news has been so fulfilling. I was like, no, I have to get into the bag. And I have another great story we have to get into next. So you definitely want to stick around. Everyone, listen up because
I will.
It's going to get more interesting. Well, that's probably a little bit more juicier than the next, but the next one's from a guy's point of view. So.
Okay. Well, can I say something before I go really quickly, if you don't mind?
Certainly.
I just want to, we're actually revamping our entertainment site. So if you haven't checked out the new EOTM blog site, go to it right now, www.eotmblog.com. And then you can follow me on Twitter as well. My Twitter is EOTMPR. So I hope to hear from you guys. Thanks, Angela.
You're welcome. I'm saying that was EOTM blog what?
EOTMblog.com.
.com. Way cool. I'm heading there now.
Bye.
Ciao. Thanks for calling, Ma. All righty, you guys. So I do have another letter to read from the email bag, but before I just take a little venture off here, actually, and excuse me, and discuss the BET Awards nominees, okay? Our boy Chris Brown is in the lead. I'm not going to tell you just yet. Okay, so nominees for the 2011 BET Awards has been announced. Now, before we go, Now, watching for a glittering award ceremony, which is scheduled to be live in Los Angeles on BET Cable, which is set for June 26th, 8th Eastern Time. Okay. Now, let's recap really quickly on the BET Awards 2010s. And I wanted to do this because I just thought what happened last year was, you know, a lot of great stuff that took place. So the 2010 BET Awards ceremony was like a family affair as Beyonce competed with her husband Jay-Z in three categories: Video of the Year, Best Collaboration, and Viewer's Choice. Okay. Overall, Jay-Z led the pack with a total of 5 nominations, followed by Beyonce, Filona, and Alicia Keys with 4 nominations each. Other multiple nominees included R&B singer Trey Songz, Rihanna, Fabulous, Drake, and Maxwell. Okay. Among the surprise nominations in 2010, perhaps the most controversial was the Best New Artist nomination for, wait for it, Justin Bieber. See, yes, you guys, as you see, last year we had a lot going on. So let's see what's going on this year in 2011. Well, first off, Chris Brown is leading the pack with 6 nominations this year. Yes, count them, 6 nominations, and one of them being Best Male R&B Artist. Okay, so really quickly, let's name some of the top let's name some people who are being nominated this year, okay? For Best Female R&B Artist, we have Beyonce, Carrie Hilson, Jennifer Hudson, Rihanna, and another girl named Marsha Ambrose. Okay, they're up for Best Female Artist of the Year. Best Male Artist is our boy Chris Brown, our cat CeeLo Green, Bruno Mars, Trey Songz, and Usher. That's a great lineup. Now, really quickly, between the females, well, Beyonce, Jennifer Hudson, Rihanna, Carrie Hilson, and Marsha Ambrose. I'm thinking, I'm sorry to say, but I think Rihanna is probably going to pull that. Jennifer Hudson has had a great amount going on, but I just think Rihanna is probably going to pull that one. And then Best Male R&B Artist, Bruno Mars has been sick with it, and honestly, Trey Songz, I thought, has done some great. I mean, this whole list, Usher, CeeLo Green, Chris Brown, they have all been working very well and have a lot of good music coming out. So, I mean, off the jump, you want to say Chris Brown, because one of the biggest names up there. But who knows? I'm going to think on that one. Then we have Best Group, okay? We got Diddy, Dirty Money, Cali Swag District, Nerd, New Boys, and Supporter. Who's going to be the best group? Out of all of them, I listen to Diddy Dirty Money the most, so I'm going to have to go ahead and put my money on them. Best Female Hip-Hop Artist. I mean, I could read everyone on the list, but we all know Nicki Minaj is going to win that one, so I'll move on. Best Male Hip-Hop Artist. You got B.O.B., Drake, Lil Wayne, Rick Ross, and Kanye West. Is Lil Wayne going to do this one? B.O.B., Drake? Drake has a chance. I don't know. Kanye's, I don't know if he's winning awards just yet, but he has took his name up a little bit. And then really quickly, Best Collaborations, who did I mention? You got Chris Brown featuring Trigger and Kevin McCall, Deuces, which is really bomb. You got Waka Flocka Flame featuring Roscoe Dash and Whale for No Hands. Rihanna featuring Drake, What's My Name, which is my favorite out of the entire list. And you have B.O.B. featuring Hayley Williams from Paramore, Airplanes. Oh, Airplanes was a huge song. Look at Me Now, it's doing very well. All the Lights On. Oh, Kanye West. Oh, this is a great list, you guys. This is going to be a difficult one. And then let me just go ahead and close out mentioning this list with a couple more. Let's do Best New Artist, J. Cole, Bruno Mars, Miguel, Willow Smith, and Wiza Khalifa. I can never pronounce Wiz. I can't pronounce his name, but Wiz. Okay, so real quick, Willow Smith, Best New Artist. Everyone loved the first single. Where is she now? I'm a major fan of the Smith family. Where's Willow now? Can we get a follow-up? Can I get a follow-up concert? I don't know. Where's she at? Okay. No one knows? All right, move right along. Video of the Year, Far Away, Marsh Ambrose, Airplanes, B.O.B., Look at Me Now with Chris Brown, Pretty Girl, Rock, Keri Hilson, Whip Me a Hair, Will Smith, and Runaway, Kanye West featuring Pusha T. let's see. I don't really know who's going to win. Video of the Year, Far Away, Airplanes, Look at Me Now, Pretty Girl Rock. I haven't seen, just see, I don't think I saw Pretty Girl Rock. I love the With My Hair video, Runaway with Kanye. I don't think that one. But out of all Far Away, Airplanes, I don't know. Video-wise, I'm going to have to go with Willow Smith right now because I did love that video. Yeah, and then also Best Gospel, Brian Cage, Mary Mary, Karen Clark Shepherd, BB and CeCe Winans. I don't understand how come Kirk Franklin didn't make this, because this new single's hot too. But anyhow, let me just go ahead and just say it's going to be a good show, you guys. A lot of great things going on here. They also have Best Actress, Best Actor, Best Movie. For Best Movie, they had Death at a Funeral, For Colored Girls, Takers, The Book of Eli, and Tyler Perry's Why'd I Get Married. I was going to probably go with I didn't see Bukai, but I heard it was good. Probably have to go with Tyler Perry while I get married, too. For Colored Ghost was good, but I don't know if I'll get the movie of the year. So anyhow, you guys, that's what's going on with the BET Awards nominations, okay? Now, also, before we get off this topic really quickly, let's look at performances, you know? It's no secret that award shows are about much more than just dispensing out trophies, okay? Your red carpet has to be red hot. Your nominees and VIPs must be strictly A-list. But most of all, you'd better bring that heat on the stage, okay? If there's been one secret to BET Awards success over the years, it may be the joining and long tradition of once-in-a-lifetime performances. Just last year, we witnessed Kanye West's triumphant return, Chris Brown's emotional Michael Jackson tribute, and a star-studded salute to our boy Prince. That's just a name for you guys, okay? There's so much going on. Even the president of the music programming, Stephen Hill, went up to say, I love the BET Awards. I love that the BET Awards is a show that feels like a family gathering. Many artists have mentioned that our show is fun and unpredictable, that they love being a part of it and just watching it. So they have done some awesome things over the years, you guys. And this year, the performer confirmed for the 2011 BET Awards is singer, songwriter, pianist, and new mother, Alicia Keys. Okay? So without revealing any secrets, the executive producer made this promise. This year's show will blaze at a whole new temperature. I hope so, Mr. Hill. I'm looking forward to it. Last year was a pretty fun show, and you guys have done some things over the years, so we'll definitely have to check it out, you guys. And just remember, the BET Awards will air June 26th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay? I'm going to have to talk to my girl and PR, Carla Bean, so they can get me on that red carpet. I got something I can wear already. Okay, you're right. I go buy something. Yeah. All righty, you guys. So that is definitely what's going with the BET Awards. So definitely check it out. See what's going on. And let's be moving right along. Hey, what's going on? I'm sitting here in the chat room chatting up, and I'm like, ooh, the song went off. Okay, what's going on, you guys? If you had just tuned in, you're going to have to archive the show because we've had a blast. We've had some great people calling in about the email bags, things, and whatnot. Hanging out here with T'Angelo on Love, Dance, and the Hate Between Them. So you guys just a second ago, Carly mentioned the new EOTMblog.com site, and yeah, you'll want to check it out. I'm right now actually on the site, and I'm about to go through it because I see there's a lot of good, new, fresh things here. I'm sorry. Gary, go check it out. Judgment Day, the end of the world, May 2021. Might be the end of the world, apparently. I guess they're saying that's what's happening here. I'm not going to get all into it, you guys. You have to check it out yourself, but it's an interesting picture. What seems like the moon landed on the planet Earth. This is a great image. They did a really good job, and whenever that moon hit, they are definitely gone. It's like, oh my goodness, it's been trending. It's called Doomsday. Judgment Day will be on May 21st, 2011, with thousands of billers producing. Now, I can't really read it. I'm sorry, you guys. It's just my eyes are bad actually right now because I'm staring at this computer for so long. But anyhow, you'll have to check it out. So if the Earth is going to end like in a couple of days, can I go like run up some credit or something like that? Anywho, okay, let me get back into, Zaza Gerber falls into a coma. This is so informative. I'm going to have to come back over here, you guys. Definitely check this out. And there's also got live videos on here. If you're a Beyonce fan, they have latest music video up, so you can check that out. I'll talk about the Facebook that actually right now. I'm going to click like on that. Okay, it's a lot of great stuff. Let me get back to the topic at hand. Okay, so you guys. Really quickly, another email back topic, and it is entitled, I Need to Do Me. Am I wrong for that? Let's explain. So in this letter, we have a gentleman who's like, he's been with his girl for some time now. And like since high school, they were high school sweethearts, and they've just been dating for the last 8 years. So let's see, if you graduated at 17, you're probably about 25 years old, maybe? Okay. So now he's thinking that he kind of wants to do him. And not that he doesn't love his girl anymore, but he also loves himself and want to live life. Okay? So let's get into this letter. I'm trying to craft some of the verbiage. So basically he goes on to say, hey, I've been with my girl for 8 years now since high school. We graduated together. She went off to college. I did my own thing in the world. I'm currently going to school. And as I'm entering the world of school, I've come to find that there's a lot more in the world that I haven't embarked on because I've just been in a relationship kind of making my decisions based off of what me and my girl want to do. And now he wants to kind of let go of his second half so he can make decisions based off of what he wants to do. He was like, it gets to the point where I've been living with her now. We moved out together and they were both young. So it's always been the two of them doing what they wanted to do. He's never even had his own space. And he gets kind of jealous at times or envious or just wonders what it's like as he watches his friends do their own thing, coming in late after parties, going out, hanging out, drinking, partying, and whatnot, but not having to think about someone else. So now he wants to do that. As he ventures off to go into his career, he wants to make decisions that aren't the best for a couple in a relationship. He might want to just go out and make decisions based off what's best for him. Am I wrong for that, he says. Is it a bad thing that I want to go out and do me? Not saying that he wants to break up. Well, not to end this forever with this girl, but he needs to go out and do himself. Okay, that's the gist of the letter. Okay. There's a song, and I can't think of it at this exact moment, where this guy sings the exact same thing. It's not about love you no more, but in this song, he said there's still lust in my heart that he wanted to get out of his system. So he needs to go do him for a little while. And if the love is still strong, they can reconvene once he pulls himself together. Okay. My thoughts on this? No, you're not wrong for that. At the age of 25, that's where my saying comes from. Dance as though no one is watching, just live. You have to live as though no one is watching and fully live. You have to live life to the fullest. Another saying that I say is don't let them steal your 20s, okay? Them is everybody. Don't let them steal your 20s, okay, you guys? In your 20s, you want to have all the most responsible and mildly irresponsible fun that you possibly can because just the way the social standings of America works, by the age of 30, you need to start pulling yourself together, matter of fact, having yourself together, okay? So you need to take from 21 to 28 and a half, to do all the crazy stuff that you want to do, okay? If it's parlaying, if it's to just drive around the United States of America, if you want to be forced and run around America, you need to take that time to do that. And in your 20s, first of all, you being tied down since the age of 17, 18 anyway is ludicrous to me. But the fact y'all been able to hold strong for long, that's some credit because you guys change as people. But then you have to ask the question, do you know who you are as a person if you haven't yet made a decision based off what you want to do, you know? But, no, I don't think it's wrong for that. And then in the case that you go off, find yourself in the world, you might not be the same person. So coming back to it might not work. And at the same time, maybe it will work. But who knows? But I definitely would have to say that you have to go off and do your own thing. I don't think that you can allow anyone to steal your 20s, okay? You can't. You just got to venture off and do you. So if you have any thoughts on the topic, you guys definitely give us a call or give me a call at 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. Again, live life to the fullest, you guys. You don't want to have yourself, you know, live with any regrets or wondering what you could have, should have, would have did. Because while you're sitting there thinking about what you should have, could have, would have did, everyone else has already done it. So, yeah, that's my thoughts on that. I'm sorry, hold on, she's waving her arms. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. My friend Veronica, or one of the producers, Veronica, here is telling me that he should have thought about that before they got in a relationship. But when you talk about before they got in a relationship, honey, was in high school. It's been 8 years. See, and I know the hardest part is, like, when you want to, like, let someone go and things of that nature is kind of difficult. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it would be possible to let it go because that is a really hard thing to do. But, you know, you have to live you. You have to kind of, you know, move through the world and see how you want to do it. So, again, what are your thoughts? Definitely hit me up in the chat rooms and let me know what's up because we'd love to hear your thoughts there. And, you know, kind of go from there. All righty. Okay. Well, that's all I had to say about that. Well, you guys, as we are slowly pulling this train to a close, the evening is winding down, and it's been great. I've had a lot of fun, you guys, hanging out with T tonight, the cell phone issues. Thank you for all the callers calling in, giving your input. So, young lady, I hope it wasn't too late me getting back to your email bag about if you should tell your husband or not about the situation. Again, I don't think you should overall, but if you do, it could strengthen a relationship. In the case you don't get popped in the mouth, as Stephanie so eloquently put it, and if you happen to still be married a couple of days later after, as we T mentioned. So, thank you guys so much for the email bag. And definitely check us out on EOTM blog, EOTM TV, T'Angelo's on YouTube, and all the different things we're doing. We got a lot of stuff coming up, as I so mentioned. Matter of fact, Kel Mitchell, if you guys remember Kel Mitchell, you know, welcome to the Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. May I take your order? He has asked for a dance kind of competition he has going on out here in Los Angeles. And I think it's called Backyard Boogie or something. I'm trying to put my hands on the flyer, but I can't as it's not sitting right next to me. But anyhow, so he's having their anniversary of some sort, so definitely ELTN will be gracing the red carpet there, so you want to check us out. Amongst other things, I wish I could tell you more of what we're up to, but to be honest with you, they just send me a calendar of things to be at, and I say, okay. I look at it the week of. Bad, right? I know I'm working on it. I'm working on it, but school is getting hectic, you guys. I have papers and finals and tests and things going on. So I'm going to pull it together here soon. We're almost there. We're almost there. We're almost there. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. So anyhow, you guys, it has been great. I am going to go ahead and get up out of here. I have to go and do laundry. What about you? So anyhow, you guys, do I have any final notes? I'm trying to think if I thought of everything. I know what I was going to talk about. I keep putting this off, and I really need to get into it. And I probably can't get to it at this exact moment either, just because I've been slacking. But we still, you guys, I know I keep mentioning this, but you guys do not forget Jamaica Jams is still coming up. It's definitely in the works. We will be putting together a wonderful 6-day cruise to Jamaica. You're going to want to be there. The pricing for this trip is extraordinary, and we're talking dance competition, of course, because you're not allowed to water dance. We have to throw that on the boat. We're talking to be DJ competition. We're talking maybe poetry sessions. I mean, we're talking, okay? We're talking about doing up a wonderful cruise. And a few weeks back, I discussed on how to put together a vacation, you guys. So you want to start saving up now, putting it together. And what's awesome about this is the rate of a room could be, like, say, $600. You can split that with a friend.
That's only $300, y'all. That's, like, nothing for a six-day cruise.
It's going to be awesome. As I'm trying to get you guys the details right now, of course, my internet decides to move at a glacial pace, and that sucks. Anyhow, okay, well, it's not pulling up, you guys. So anyhow, we'll have to definitely give you the details on that, but please don't forget about it. If you have major questions, you can always hit me up at tangelo@eotmradio.com. That is tangelo@eotmradio.com. I got stuck in all that. So anyhow, you guys, it has been great. It has been wonderful. Until next time, this is your boy, Tiangelo, and remember, to dance as though no one is watching, just live, and I'm out.
I've been waiting on this moment my whole life. Feel that I'm here, I really got me feeling right. Feel the crown dreaming, feel like I'm still dreaming. Wish my granddad was still, swear I still need him. It's really loud. Know my mama's smiling, I bet she's really proud. I'm about to kill this shit, dog. I'm really about to kill this shit. First, let me say a quick prayer. Lord, I wanna thank you for getting me here. Please, let's do it a good show. Put my mic at, now here the fuck I go. Yeah, it goes out to you. And you, that's to you. Hey, I know the haters doubted me, I bet they're really mad. But I love my haters, for y'all I'm really glad. Hope you bought a ticket to the main event. Cause who you thought I was? So back up on my B.I. You can see easy, you back up on your G.I. Baby, I can see why you envy the chase of the dream. Cause you gave up on yours a long time ago. I don't see why, shit, I can see how you made a good life for yourself. You should be proud. They say hope keeps the dream alive. I say optimism really keeps the hope afloat. So when I get tired, yeah, bitch, I'm open though. Till the obstacle looks like falling. But I put my work in, bitch, I'm clocking out. Two middle fingers down, yeah, I'm rocking out. I'm immune to the pain, ain't no tapping out. Should applaud the boy, yeah, clap it out. Cause all the taking, the leaders keep cutting out. Hey, yeah, they call me Young Shay. Stay up on my tippy toes, just like a bell, hey, hey. She can let us make it close, just cause I say that ass like J-Lo is making my day. With a flow, got a halo. Heaven sent, baby, I'm whatever you said. Got a sick sense, and my voice gon' check. Cause I said this. The reason why your favorite rapper not irrelevant. Are you ready? Here we go. 5, 4, yeah. 3, 2, 1, 1. Well, it's showtime. Thanks for tuning in. Something felt the same. I ain't doing him. I ain't doing them, I'm just doing me. Yeah, it's Young Shay, yeah, who you thought it'd be. I'm trying to get y'all to see what I see in me. Sleeping in the crowd, only what you see in me. But if you're listening religiously, you'll see that I've got in any language, believe in me. They got their hands up, look how they deceive me. And I was so nervous, never a relief to me. My number one fan is there. I see him in the front row, screaming loud and clear. Every single word to every single song, that's cause he wrote every single word to every single song. He looks just like me, talks just like me, the man up in the mirror.